This is the last Sunday in the season of Advent. Tomorrow will be Christmas Eve, and after that will be Christmas. All four of our Advent candles have been lit, reminding us that the little baby that we have been reading about and singing about is not only the hope and the joy and the peace of the world, but he is also the way out of the darkness, our darkness, the darkness of violence, the darkness of hatred, the darkness of selfishness, all the darkness that we have brought into the world. We've experienced a little bit of that darkness in the last few days. We've experienced children being gunned down in the safety of a classroom here in this country. We have heard about children gunned down as they were awaiting polio shots in Pakistan. We are reminded of the darkness of children who suffer day in and day out. We have heard of the darkness of war and conflict in faraway places. And we know of the darkness that is lodged inside of each and every one of our hearts. The darkness that sometimes prevents us from forgiving others, the darkness that causes us to turn our backs and to be indifferent on the suffering around us, the darkness that often clouds our own vision. The good news of this season is that God has not left us in our darkness, that God has come among us in the little baby, Jesus Christ. God refuses to let the darkness have the last word. We are reminded that Jesus comes into the world. Jesus came into the world not only to show us and to express God's great love for us, but Jesus came into the world to show us how to walk in the light of that love. Jesus came to show us what it means to be a human being, made and created in the image of God. Jesus came. He came so that we might have life and experience life and have that life in abundance.